Hello and welcome back to my podcast. My name is Rose Romandi from Perfected by Blood Ministries. And I pray that wherever you are, that you will be full of joy and thriving in life, growing in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, keeping yourself in the love of God and in the grace of God. And I pray that wherever you are, that you are experiencing the good, you know, the divine nature, the spirit of the living God, that you are filled daily with God's love and forgiveness, with God's, life and mercy in every day of your life. Today, really, when I woke up, my heart was so full of this love of God, this God and Father that we have. And, last night when I was spending some time with the Lord, I was just receiving showers of love into my soul and the comfort of the Holy Spirit. And I just pray that for you today as well, that you may receive that comfort of the Holy Spirit today, wherever you are. And I want to tell you that the Lord God of Israel, the God who showed himself faithful throughout the generation, to many people throughout the generation, through signs, wonders, and miracles, he is today still the same God, mighty in miraculous work, and he's with you and he is in you. And I pray that wherever you are, that you may be strengthened by the power of his spirit, that may you may be rise up into that boldness and that strength of the spirit, and knowing that you are called and you are unique and you are precious in the sight of God and everyone else. And I thank God for knowing, for making himself known to us. You know, yesterday, last night, when I was just spending time with the Lord, I was like saying, Lord, I love to have experiences with you when I come to your presence. I want to have experiences. Like, I want to live this life in a supernatural power of the Spirit. I want to have the reality of the Spirit more real than the fleshly realm or the physical realm that we are living. I want to be able to experience God in multi-dimensional ways, in a depth that I have not experienced before. I want to live with Jesus. But, I was just telling the Lord, even though I love those experiences, I love to have experiences with you, but I'm not crazy about experiences. I'm crazy about you. And I think that's where that many of us will maybe miss it, or, we chase experiences and not Jesus. And end of the day, we know that we chase experiences because we want them from Jesus. But there is something greater than experiences. If you chase that, the experiences will chase you. And I hope it makes sense to you today. If you chase Jesus, experiences will chase you. So if you chase Jesus, if you walk with Jesus, miraculous will follow you. And I think if we really think about it, that if you were in the time of Jesus, and Jesus was, walking on earth before the cross, and you were one of the disciples. And by the way, this is what I do, that sometimes in my prayer, just a little hint for you, that I put myself as a disciple of Jesus in the stories, and I try to imagine, I go into prayer, into a deep prayer, and I ask the Lord to show me what really happened, or take me to that story so I can see what really happened. I'll share with you some of the stuff later, but I want to, if you put yourself in the place of one of the disciples and walk with Jesus. Jesus had a very radical life. I mean, like, imagine, he would just go to God, pray all night, and then get up in the morning. And the moment he was off the shore, coming down from the mountain, people were following him. Everyone wanted something differently. He preached the gospel, he healed the sick, raised the dead, cast out demons. And this was his natural, normal life all day long. And I was reading the Gospel of Mark after explaining like the full day of Jesus, and it says at night, like after all those things, at night he comes, and people, the whole town came to at the door so that he can pray for him. Now, honestly, if you really think about it, when I go to preach or teach somewhere, after 2 hours, I feel exhausted. I feel tired. We go to work, we come back, we are tired. And now imagine Jesus is, no, he's not tired. He's in the power of the Spirit, in the life of the Spirit. And having said that, I have had experiences that I preached the gospel or talked about Jesus 12 hours straight without getting tired. You know, I have had nights I couldn't go to sleep because I wasn't sleepy. I was so full of light. I could go all along praising and worshiping the Lord. So my point here is Jesus had this radical lifestyle. And if you start hanging out with Jesus, all those things start happening. Following you, because it's mostly following Jesus, basically. But because you are walking with Jesus and you have become one with him, his radical lifestyle becomes your radical lifestyle. And that's why I was just like, that's why I love those experiences. And I have had many experiences with the Spirit before, but I'm not chasing the experiences. And I just felt in my heart today to share this message with you. Maybe some of you you need to hear this. You know, I'm not chasing the experiences. I'm chasing Jesus. And I want to be with Jesus. I want to walk with Jesus. I want to see what he's doing. I want him to teach me so I can do what he's doing. And once you do that, once you make that, the priority in your life, then that becomes that everything else, all those experiences start happening. You know what's the problem? Usually I personally felt when, you know, it comes to experiences. There was a time I was a brand new Christian and I went to the church and I saw people praying for people and they fall on the ground and they burst into, tongues and everything. So I was like, okay, Lord, that's really interesting. If this is you, I want this to happen to me. So long story short, that didn't happen. People prayed for me and, I felt the Spirit. I felt the presence, but it wasn't like I was knocked down, right? So Masood and I, we went to this conference and it was like a huge conference. And it was like a conference that, all those like amazing people are teaching. And somebody I was talking to this lady and she said, you know what? I told the Lord, to this day, I'm just laughing every time. I'm just remembering this story. It was so nice and funny. At the time it was like, yeah. So she was saying, I told the Lord tonight, Lord, I want you to pick me off the ground and hit me to the wall, break my, break my bone, heal me. And I want to have that. And okay, I like that, but I don't want the breaking part, And everyone was like, yeah, I want to have that experience. And she was saying like, I've never had anything like that. And I was like, yeah, I never had it too. And in that meeting, I thought the Lord says, we went and people they had a friend of us was with us and he had this amazing encounter with Jesus and all these things were happening. It was really fun, but nothing happened to me and Masood. So we are like, okay. So later on, as we are I was getting frustrated. I was getting upset. Why all these people having these experiences and I don't have them? Why is it not happening anything to me? And, the moment you start chasing experiences, you get frustrated because you want the Spirit to repeat the same thing for you. And we forget that you can't just put the Spirit in a box and mandate him to repeat the same thing. The Spirit moves as it pleases him. And every experience that you see someone had, it was something they needed or it was for them. And because it's just very, that manifestation that they experience is so personal to that person. So now if you want to chase those same stuff, it's not going to work because maybe the Spirit wants to give you something different, something for you. He's not the God that copy and pastes. So now look at that. You look at the race of humanity. We all called human and we all have a similar form into our body. So, right, we all have two eyes, two ears and two legs and two hands and, a similar form. And that's a thing that is similar to every single one of us. But every one of us are unique. We have a different expression, different, you know, face, different colors, different, everything is like, as you know, like maybe our DNAs are different, you know, the fingerprints of our body, the every cell that we can't see is different than from other person. And that right there shows that God didn't copy and paste. God created every single one of us uniquely. So now when we come to Christ, there is a form that we all have, okay? There is a form that, like talking about the experiences, there is a form of experience that we're going to have. It's going to be similar, right? Because we all of us are going to have experience in Christ. That Christ is the similar experience we are going to have. But when it gets to the details of it, it's very unique for you, and it's very, you know, maybe sometimes it's for that time, sometimes for that moment of time for you. Maybe sometimes for, you know, the Spirit discerns, the Spirit knows, you know, what's happening with you and what kind of encounter you need. And that's why you have to throw yourself into the hand of the living God. I remember once I was I was at the pool and I was like, swimming, and the Lord told me, and I was teaching someone very briefly how they can swim, and I said something like the Lord told me, and I just said that to this person, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so true. And I said to this person, if you want to control water, you have to yield yourself to the water. If you want to, now the word control is not really correct for the Spirit, but I want you to hear what the Spirit says, because we don't control God, okay? But if you want to be able to move in the Spirit, you need to yield yourself in the Spirit. And as you know, the New Testament says that the prophet, the spirit of a prophet is subject to the prophet. And that means it's the prophet that eventually will move in the Spirit and enters into that cooperation of the Spirit. Now imagine swimming, that you get to a point, first of all, when you don't know how to swim, what happens is that you keep like drowning in the water, like going down in the water. And eventually you learn to keep yourself up in the water, and then you learn to relax and pull yourself on the water, and then you decide to go, I want to go on that side, right? So that becomes, when you swim, you have a cooperation, you have a co-working with the water together, all right? The water is cooperating with you, and you are cooperating with the nature of water, right? So that's what it happens in the Spirit. In the Spirit, there is a time that the Spirit will take you and you have no like control, or you don't have any like will, or you can't like decide, I want to stop it or I want to go, right? And there is a time that that happens. And I call that time is a time that Lord will come like in his like, what would they say, like, let me just put it, experiences. It comes in a place that, you know, you don't have any control over anything, and these things are just happening to you, like what was happening in the conference that day. But there is a time that you will learn to walk in the Spirit, and you will learn to move in Him, and you move in His will, and He moves with you through that cooperation and the co-laboring or co-working of the Spirit. That's why I think we need to grow up. And I think that we have to go beyond chasing the experiencing and start chasing Jesus and understanding that, okay, I gotta walk with this Jesus until I become this Jesus. Like, please hear me what the Spirit says. I gotta walk like this Jesus until whoever he is, the thoughts he has, the beliefs he has, the life he lives, the way he like handles the Pharisees, the way he walks on the water or whatever, the way he prays, the revelations that he has, the relationship he has with the Father, and all those things also become minds, and then he can be copied in me. Like, hopefully you're hearing what this is, not the copy, not like, not copy pasting we're talking, but he can be produced again in me uniquely, so that you become that expression of the divine, of God's nature. And you know, last time when I was spending the time with the Lord, and I said, Lord, you know, I think I kind of know why people prefer to sit on their Instagram page and listen and watch the shorts hours, or, you know, like they get up and go do something else, or, you know, play a game or something, because and not opening up the Bible or read it, or not coming to the room, close the room and spend time with you. And I think I kind of know why. And I think one of the reason is that when you sit on your Instagram and you watch a couple of shorts or a few shorts or videos in Instagram or YouTube, you experience something. You watch a funny, funny video, stand-up comedies or like something, and you laugh. You get emotional in watching a movies or something. And there's nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with any of those. We live by our feelings and emotion. But my point is, the reason we do that is because we experience it. We experience something. But when it comes to reading the Bible, we get bored. When it comes to spending time with God, we get in there, we made a couple of prayers, and then we are like, we don't know what to say. And then we stand a little there, nobody talks, you don't hear anything, and then you don't experience anything. Then you kind of get bored and you prefer to get up and do something rather than spending time with God. And I was just telling the Lord that I think I know why people like prefer to do other stuff than reading the Bible. And it's because when we go, you know, when they go into the prayer, they don't experience you. And then they go to the, you know, reading the Bible, they don't experience you. And here's the thing, I was there once, and even to this day, there are days that I go in there and I go to pray and I talk and then I'm quiet and then nothing happens and I feel like nothing happens. It's still to this day, those happens to me. But the thing is, I've learned something that I wanted to tell you. If you find yourself in that place that I explained, I want to tell you this, that I've been in that situation too. But then it was a time that I realized that, what do I need to do then? I can't just, you know, religiously come and pray and go without the reality of God in my lives. I have to come into a place that I do experience God because I'm, you know, and because I'm walking with Jesus and I'm spending time with Jesus. So that's why what I started to do is like I shifted and switched my perspective from wanting to have an experience with God. Then I shifted to wanting to have a time with Jesus. And when I shifted that, that's when I started to see things happening. And I started to see experiences, maybe very, very little experiences at the time. But as you you know, draw yourself closer, as you push and move yourself, push yourself into the Spirit and, you know, wanting to spend time with Jesus, you will start seeing little things to happen. Maybe in the beginning, you are like, you're really pushing yourself because, you know, the flesh wants to go and do something else. But you stand in the place of authority and you say, no, I want to spend time with Jesus. I want to be like spending time with Jesus and have walking in the Spirit and talking to the Spirit and be in the bosom of the Father, right? And when you start doing this and you know, like maybe the first 100 times you go in there and you don't feel anything. But I want to tell you, maybe the 101, you will start experiencing the reality of God. And eventually, God wants us to experience His reality. God wants us to be in a Spirit and walk in the Spirit than be like filled with the realm of the fleshly realm, you know, rather than like, God doesn't want us to spend, like, be filled with the fleshly realm. So He wants us to be full and filled with the Spirit and the reality of God in the Spirit. And I remember there was a time that I went into the room to spend time with God, and I just felt nothing happens. And right there, I felt the Spirit that spoke to me in my spirit and said, do you know that it is impossible? It is impossible that you would come to me and nothing happens. And when I heard that, I was like, oh my goodness, you may feel nothing happened, but the truth is something is happening, and you will see the result of it in the days to come. You may feel you just went and you wasted the time and you talked to somebody and nobody's there or whatever. You felt nothing happens. But the truth is, you went in there by faith and you went in there by believing. And that's when God met you. And you may feel nothing happen, but the truth is something happened. And believe me, if you continue, the feeling will pop one day. And the feeling will come and experience will start accelerating and it will become more real for you. That's why I think what maybe most of us lacking is that perseverance. You know, like, let me just give you, for example, like one example of like somebody decides to lose weight, okay? And you just make a decision, you go to gym and that's it. And let me tell you this, nothing happened that day. You probably haven't lost anything, but something has happened. And then you go the next day, and then you go to next day. And because you keep going, and that's when that continuous perseverance that you had, that's when eventually you start seeing a result. You start seeing, oh, I lost 1 pound, oh, 2 pounds, and then it starts accelerating. And before you know, then you get to that, you know, weight that you wanted. This is just an example here. What I'm trying to say here is when you walk with God, you are trying to get out of the flesh. And the first day, you may not feel anything, but something has happened. But if you keep doing it and you keep going, then something starts happening and you will see that acceleration of the reality of Jesus in your life. So today, I want to encourage you, like I understand that there are sometimes you read the Bible and you don't understand it, you know, or, you know, you go to prayer and you feel like nothing happens and you get bored. But I want to encourage you to push it, to stay there, to dare to believe that you are in the presence of God and something is happening. I want to encourage you to just say, you know, like, I don't have any other way. Like, I don't have any other way but that I may finally walk with Jesus, that I may finally learn to walk in the Spirit and experience this amazing God in my everyday life. I don't have any other way. I can go back to my, like, whatever, and, you know, you may do it, you may continue living that, but you could bear a time, a spare time in a day that you can spend time with Jesus. And I promise you, if you do that every day, make it a place of meeting, an hour of meeting with God, and just dedicate yourself to the Lord and go to Him and tell Him that, God, I want you. I'm not crazy about experiences. It's nice to have. I want to have, but I'm crazy about you. And I know that if I am walking with you, I'm chasing you, the experiences will chase me. And today I love you and I want to be with you, God. And I decide and I make a decision to put aside a single time, because not because I have to, not because I want to have experiences, not because I want anything from you, because I love you and because I want to be with you. And I know that you want to be with me. And I just want to put that time aside and I just want to come spend my time with you. I want to spend that time with you. And in that time, we'll do whatever. In that time, we'll do whatever. You're going to either talk, laugh, Jesus is going to show you something, or you're going to read the Bible or whatever. One of the things that I do sometimes is that I just remember one of the stories. If I don't know where to start, when I go into the prayer spend time with Jesus, one of the things I do, I just remember one of the stories that is like in my mind in that moment. And I just sit there and I try to use my imagination and imagine what really happened. And let me tell you this, because you want to spend time with Jesus, you will be amazed to see how the Spirit is actually bringing that into life and leading you to see truth. And I start seeing it. For example, if you know that a story of Jesus praying, teaching in the house, and you know, the friends of this paralyzed guy, like, remove the tile and send the friend down, I go there and I imagine what happens. I put myself in the outside crowd and I just look around. What's happening? Do I hear the voice of Jesus? What is he saying? And I draw myself. I go in the room. I look at, in one of the stories, it's so funny, let me tell you this. I was imagining all these things, and I went into the room. I was outside. I first look around. I go up, look from the sky. I go from different direction. I want to see what's happening, who's around there, what's the atmosphere, what are the people are saying, and all these things. So I was doing all those things, and I went to the room that Jesus was talking. And it shook me into the spirit, because you know, sometimes you think like you are imagining it. But then something happens, you realize, no, 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 it's not you, it's the Spirit. So I'm going there, I entered into the room, and I looked at Jesus. Jesus was teaching, and and he turned, and he looked at me, and he noticed me, he saw me, he like, you know, like, what do you say, I know, I forgot the name in English, you know, blink with one eye at me, and I mean, like, had a smile on his face. And I got so shocked that I opened my eyes and I was like, I started laughing because I wasn't trying to imagine that. It just happened to me. And it was just so fun because Jesus was teaching and he saw me there in the spirit. And when you do that, it becomes so personal. He's like, happy you're there. And you are one of his best friends, you know. So I want to encourage you guys, start doing this and go to the Spirit and, you know, prepare that like time with the Lord. And I'm sure amazing thing will happen to you. Bless you guys. I hope wherever you are, you're filled with the Spirit of the living God, growing and maturing in the Lord Jesus. And I will talk to you in the next episode.